This is Navigating Your Retirement Radio with Travis Chance from CFG Wealth Management. When a part of your financial strategy is out of tune, your long-term goals, your retirement savings, and your legacy can all suffer. With many years of experience in the financial industry, Travis provides his clients and prospects with the information they need regarding Social Security, retirement income planning, wealth management, and much more. Listen in as we address your financial concerns and provide helpful solutions to put you on the path to achieving your retirement goals. And now, here is Navigating Your Retirement Radio with Travis Chance. Welcome to Navigating Your Retirement with our host, Travis Chance. I'm your co-host, Tony Shore, and I'm excited about this show today. Travis, thanks for having me on your show. How have you been?
Tony, it is always a pleasure, my friend. I am actually doing really well. I did appreciate this morning the kind words. Tony was kind enough to tell me, Travis, you don't sound so tired this morning. What's wrong? Did you actually get 5 or 6 hours of sleep? I did. I got my calf going. We have been burning the candle at both ends, but that's what we do for our clients, and we get it done no matter what the hours. And I did get a little sleep last night, so if I sound a little more spry, that is the reason why. So thanks, Tony. It's been a good week. It's been a good month. How's everything in the great white frosty north? Now hopefully you guys are thawed out.
Oh, we're thawed out. It's sunny and in the 70s. It's going to be today. So,
are you guys going to get any of that bad weather coming to the Midwest?
You know what? It's rained pretty steady off and on almost every day for the last 3 weeks, but no bad weather. I think it's going to come up from, it's all the way from like St. Louis, Kansas City, Omaha, Sioux City.
Looked like it was going to be pretty bad in Kansas.
Yep. It's going to be bad in a line all the way up into Minnesota. It's going to hit the town all the way up to the town I grew up in, Worthington, Minnesota. But it's over on the west side of the state. I don't think we're going to get a lot of it here in the cities, at least not for the next week. It looks really nice here.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, tornadoes and thunderstorms and winds and rain, the Midwest is going to get, in the middle of the country, is just going to get slammed, I guess. So,
well, we'll definitely say a prayer, hopefully, that won't be as bad as some of the most recent storms.
Oh, but, yeah. Well, were there 40 tornadoes?
It's crazy.
45 tornadoes in a day across the like 3 or 4 states. That's insane.
Right.
Yeah.
Well,
I hope that, we'll pray for them for the weather. Otherwise, up here in Minnesota, it's actually beautiful. This is a great time of year. How about there? Has it gotten ungodly humid and hot yet?
No, actually, Tony, April and May,
good months.
Always pretty mild, typically. Yeah. I mean, you might have some one-off instances where it'll get in the 90s. You know, I think it's hit it a couple times. But all in all, great weather right now. Now, don't get me wrong. When you ask me in July and August, I'm going to actually want to come up and visit, because it is going to be brutal. I think we talked about this before. One of the conferences that I actually avoided, and you and I didn't see each other, was they came to Bluffton, and actually a colleague of Tony and I's actually asked, well, are you going to the conference? And I was like, have you been to Bluffton in July? And he said no. I said, then no, I'm not going. But no, it's funny.
Yeah.
But it'll be good for a while. But
sure. So what are we talking about today?
Well, we are going to talk about, I bet you can't guess, retirement planning. And Tony, most of retirees, I feel like today, probably they like to think they have a good idea of, now I'm not talking about our clients have a firm grasp, but most retirees that we run into, they think they have a firm grasp on retirement, but whenever we ask some basic questions, it sometimes presents a challenge. And that's what we're going to talk about today. Is there's about 4 or 5 questions that if you can't answer these questions, that's why you need to give someone like us a call that can help you identify the issues, plan and execute so that you don't have these questions lingering going into retirement. So that's what we're going to talk about today is what are some of the questions that you need to be asking to ensure that you have a good retirement. So, you know, one of the things that we talk about in the course is whenever you're planning for retirement or we do our workshops or we do our speaking events, one of the things we talk about is when you're planning for retirement, let's say you're in your 50s, you're in your early 60s, one of the questions you have to identify is when do you think you're going to retire? When do you think you're going to walk away and take that 20 or 30 year vacation? Sometimes I think most people have a little apprehension, and you would be, I mean, let's face it, you'd be silly if you didn't. Going into a new phase of life is always going to be uncertain, right? You're going to have challenges. It's basically walking by faith, not by sight, because you've walked down a path for so long and now you have to take a different road and you haven't been down that road before. It's going to be a little scary, but knowing when you can retire sometimes can make the path a little bit less bumpy, a little easier to follow. So think about it like this, Tony. If you're in your 60s, right, and you're getting, you know, maybe in the 5 years before you're going to pull the trigger and you don't really know exactly when that's going to be, wouldn't it be nice to know when you should or you could retire? Do you think that would be a helpful piece of information?
Yeah, I would say so. And, you got to figure that out.
And that's the first thing that you have to identify is when can you stop working? When can you retire? You know, one of the things, and I've talked about it in the past shows that I really get a kick out of, and it's one of the reasons I do this and we keep coming back. It's like hitting a 300-yard drive in golf, right? You do it, and no matter how bad the day is the rest of the day, you're like, I'm going back tomorrow just so I can do that again. I had a recent, and we have this quite often, recent appointment. The gentleman, he was really unhappy with his job, not because he didn't like his coworkers, not because he didn't like the job. It was just he had gotten to the point where he was just burnt out, like so many of us get.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, Tony, he was working and had been working probably the last 2 years with that cloud, you know, think about like the peanuts, like the cloud hanging over his head as he's walking.
Yeah.
And we talk and we talk and we talk. And I said, what is your biggest concern? He said, I don't know when to pull the trigger. And I said, well, what if you did? He said, what do you mean? I said, what if you could change that cloud from not knowing when, but knowing that you're working because you want to, not because you have to. And folks, that's what knowing that retirement date, knowing when you can retire, that's how that can start to work in your favor. Because let's face it, if you know that you're getting up and your feet are hitting the floor every morning and it's something you want to do versus something you have to do, your whole frame of mind changes, your whole quality of life changes. So that's the reason why we talk about in our meetings, in our courses, when can you stop retiring? If you're working and you're 62, 65 years old and you could retire tomorrow, but you think you've got to work until you're 70, wouldn't you like to know that 65 is actually the most optimal age for you and yours? The answer is absolutely. But the problem is a lot of people, they don't know. And Tony, that leads us into our second question. So first question is, when can I retire or when can I actually stop working? The next question, which basically is ultimately tied to it, is they don't know how much money they're going to need to spend or need to generate in retirement, right? They don't know how much money they're going to need to spend monthly. They don't know how much money that's going to take to produce what they're going to need. You know, a lot of times we see this, and this is obviously not the case for every time, but a lot of the cases it is. I ask, you know, how much are you going to need to live comfortably? And more often than not, I get a questioned look on the face and a furrowed brow, and they're like, you know, I don't know. Well, folks, that's the number, and we talk about this, and we have in the past on the show. We do it in person. We do it in our events. that's one of the main numbers you need to identify, because that's the center of the universe for retirement. How much money are you going to need to produce monthly or annually? And then you can determine how much money is it going to take for me to do that. If, let's say, for instance, you get to the point of retirement and, you know, let's say it's $20,000 a year, whatever it is, above Social Security, et cetera. Well, when are you thinking you're going to need to turn that money on? How long, what is your longevity? How long do you think you might live? That's when you can start to put some variables in the equation to really start to generate the answer that we're all seeking and we're all searching for, folks.
Sure.
So how much money are you going to need in retirement? One of the biggest, here's my rule of thumb. I've never seen the case, and I know you could probably read 50,000 articles, because, you know, God knows everybody's an expert on Google and Twitter. You could read 50,000 articles and they could say, you know, you're going to need exactly 70% or 72% or 80% of what your last day's paycheck. That's horse. You know what? That's hogwash. Here's what you need to do. You need to figure out how much you're spending right now. Not what you're saving, not what you're putting in 401k, not what you're putting away in the checking account or in the private savings,
not what
or whatever
your gross
you have.
Salary is.
Not what your gross is, no. But what are you actually spending
right.
on a monthly basis? And sometimes people get a little tied up in that and they say, you know, I can't do that because sometimes it's $5,000 a month, sometimes it's $6,000 a month. Okay. But you can do an average and you can say, okay, over a year, my average has been 80,000, 70,000, or my the amount 70,000, 72,000. Well, 72,000 divided by 12 is, Tony, there's going to be some math this morning. What's 72 divided by 12?
I was told there would be no math. That's your job. You're my financial guy. Why are you looking to your co?
I needed
a
sip of coffee. I was trying to get you to give me a break. It's 6,000, Tony.
Okay.
So if you need $6,000 to live comfortably, that's your base,
right?
That's what you need to plan for. I've never seen a consistent need for a percentage like 60, 70, 80% of income. Most people are going to need the same amount of livable income. Why? Because most people are not going to want to lower their standard of living whenever they retire. And I get it. And if health concerns, if health issues, if life issues cause you to have to, that's one thing. But if you have the capability, most people are going to want to consistently keep that same standard of living. So in order to do that, now that you know when you might be able to stop working or when you want to, and now that you know how much you might need per month, you need to know what you're going to need to earn on your money to get there, because that's the key. You know, a lot of times we see, you know, the retirement plans that people have are they're kind of spread out all over the board, right? We have some that I've seen some that basically are all in cash and treasuries, right? And while that is certainly, you know, treasuries are certainly paying, especially short-term end of the curve, which we recommend holding for our clients as well, a portion, not all, because right now, even though you're getting, say, 5% plus on your money, how long is that going to last when interest rates start to decline? And if you're putting your money in cash and savings, if that's where it all is, you know, right now inflation's what, 3.7?
Right.
So that's only really about a 1.3% return on your money. That's probably not going to get it done, folks. I'm not saying that everybody needs to be all in stocks or risk. That is certainly not the case. But I do think we need to be realistic with having some assets, some now money in case, God forbid, you need cash, you know, what your Social Security and pensions being deposited into, you know, maybe a 6 months, a year, 2 years worth of income. But then you need to have some soon money, right? What are some of the ways? And if all you need is the minimum, you know, or nothing from your retirement, this might not be you. But for a lot of retirees, it is. having some soon money, right? Having some safety, but a little bit more expectation of return, and then some later money because, of course, I mean, I hate to say this because, you know, I don't want to get dinged by the regulators. Lord knows they love listening to these things. I don't know how they have time to do all that, by the way. So if you don't have stocks, or you don't have equities, or you don't have something that's producing greater returns, then what's going to wind up happening? Eventually, you could see the nose of your plane start to dive, and it could be very difficult to pull up. So that's the reason why we recommend not all 50, 60, 70%, whatever is in your risk tolerance, put that in equities, protect the difference, right? That way you can start to create a retirement plan that's going to be able to generate retirement income and retirement returns that are going to get you where you want to go. And the last but not least, why do we need to know all the answers to what I just asked? It's because, Tony, none of us know how long we're going to live. You know, there are retirement reports that have come out recently. EBRI just came out with another one. And basically, it talks about the fact that most retirees underestimate their longevity. And I think it's probably, well, my grandparents lived to this long. My mother and father lived to this long. But how do you know when you're going to expire? We don't. And, you know, I use my grandmother quite often as an example, just simply because it's a fact. She was told at 14 years old because of having a rheumatic fever when she was child of the Depression, you know, in the 40s, she stayed bedridden for a year. She was told she would never live to see 50. She died 2 weeks shy of her 85th birthday. You don't know. Most people don't realize that now there's a greater probability probably that you're going to live into your 90s. Than not. So shouldn't you be planning for at least living to 90, 95 years old? Because you don't want to have retirement left at the end of your money. You want to have money left at the end of your retirement. That's the only way that you can really tie all that together is you need to plan not conservatively on when you're going to pass or excuse me, not aggressively, like I'm just going to go sideways into the funeral home. No, that's not probably going to happen, right? Everybody's seen that cartoon where it's like, wow, what a ride. That would be great, but here's the problem. We don't know when we're going to leave this earth, so that's the reason why all the questions that I just talked about, they're going to need to be answered for you to have the retirement that you want. And folks, if you have been struggling with this and this is something that's keeping you up at night, it doesn't have to. That's the reason you need to give us a call, 877-269-0839. Talk to one of your friends, your colleagues that have maybe used us in the past, and let them explain to you how much more sound they sleep at night knowing versus guessing.
Yeah, that's and the Tony, key. Sleeping well at night.
And the last question, this is a bonus question because I sometimes have a problem landing the plane. So I got one more for you. Taxes.
Of course.
How are taxes going to impact your retirement going forward? Because we know, because once again, this is not me getting political. I tell folks, don't get political. I actually had a client that listened to one of my podcasts, and she said when she came in the meeting, and love her to death, she came in, she said, I don't want to talk about anything to do with finances. I said, okay, why is that? She said, because I listened to your podcast. I said, okay. So
that's awesome.
So here's the long and short, though. The current administration has already said they are going to let the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act expire. If that happens, we are going to be in a very different situation than we are right now. And if, God forbid, you are already, if you're out there and you're not using us or using professional guidance, if you're already skating the thin edge and all of a sudden taxes go up by the factor that they're about to increase to back to the pre-Tax Cuts and Jobs Act numbers, that could literally push you over the edge because Uncle Sam's part gets bigger and you can't stop it because you've got to pay them. They're going to get theirs. When the air comes out of the balloon, so to speak, the first breath is theirs. If you don't have an actual tax plan on how to navigate this in your retirement, that's why you need to give us a call, 877-269-0839. Let us help you climb that wall of worry and sleep well at night in retirement.
All right, great show today, Travis. Listeners, that does it for today's episode of Navigating Your Retirement with our host, Travis Chance.
Thank you for listening to Navigating Your Retirement Radio with Travis Chance. Don't pay too much for taxes or retire without a sound income plan. For more information, please contact Travis at CFG Wealth Management. Call 877-269-0839 or visit them online at navigatingretirementradio.com. Advisory services are offered by CFG Wealth Management, LLC, a registered investment advisor in the state of Georgia. Insurance products and services are offered through TL Chance, Inc., an affiliated company.
All matters discussed during the show are for informational purposes only. Each individual situation may vary, and the opinions expressed here may not apply to everyone. Materials presented are believed to be from reliable sources, and no representations can be made as to its accuracy. All ideas and information should be discussed in detail with one of our qualified representatives prior to implementation. We are not affiliated with or endorsed by the Social Security Administration, the Federal Medicare Program, or any other government agency. Calling this number will direct you to a licensed sales agent.